Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. I spoke to Kyle Thomas with the Minnesota FFA. He had a busy national convention last week.
Yeah, it was an absolutely incredible experience and an incredible honor to get to represent the state of Minnesota. I am the first national officer candidate from my school and the first national officer candidate from Hennepin County. And so it was a really cool opportunity to kind of represent a new side of agriculture and agricultural education. And it was just overall a great experience that I'll have with me for the rest of my life.
Kyle talks about how he got involved with the FFA chapter at his school.
So I actually didn't come from an agricultural background, you know, growing up just on the outside edge of Hennepin County. Agriculture wasn't exactly, you know, the focus of many people, but I was always somebody that liked to try new things. And so in my sixth grade writing class, our middle school FFA officer team came in and talked about the opportunities that FFA had. And I was somebody that always just liked to try new things. So I just said, why not? And if it doesn't work out, I'm just going to go on and try something else. And it turned out to be something that I really enjoyed. It just kind of one step after the other, just kept falling right into place.
FFA has become more than just agriculture. There's so many career and life skills learned, and Kyle agrees.
Definitely. It has both provided me with a sense of what I want to do with my future career and other students because of those hands-on experiences that we allow our students to have that really help them focus on what's an area that they can actually take their interests and their skills and apply it to a career that's going to be helpful for them in the agricultural industry or not in the agricultural industry. You know, we have lots of FFA members that come into our programs that don't enter into agriculture, but they still take the skills that they learn. So it's still something that is applicable to everybody.
I mentioned to Kyle to explain that level of stress when he was competing at the national convention.
Honestly, I thought I was going to be a little bit more stressed during the process. You know, it's a very intensive process. You're working with 34 of the other top-notch FFA members across the nation. And so there is a little bit of a stress, but the mindset that I had going into convention was, I'm just going to be relaxed, I'm going to be me, and at the end of the day, if that's not what the organization needs, then we're going to elect six other people to become national officers. And that's what ended up being the case, but throughout that entire process, just doing my best to stay relaxed, stay focused, and focus on what I can best do to serve the organization.
I mentioned as well to Kyle to kind of give his sales pitch on why FFA is so important. As I spoke to a few folks who watched the convention on TV, and they said, boy, they got so energized seeing so many young adults excited about agriculture.
Yeah, well, I mean, simply the word that I describe to other people is opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to, even if you don't see agriculture as a potential career fit, it's an opportunity for you to learn something new. It's a very hands-on and involved organization that is really helping students focus on what they want to do with their future careers. And it's really both what the agricultural industry needs and our world needs as a whole. FFA, we are trying to develop our students holistically so that they can be successful in whatever career that they choose and that they are going to be a positive contributor to our society. And so FFA is really that opportunity for students to really explore what they want to do with their future careers, whether that be agriculture or not.
Kyle talks about his potential career path.
Yeah, so I'm currently still picking between a few different things. I still have a little bit of time. I'm currently a sophomore at the University of Minnesota, but I'm studying applied economics and international agriculture. The current path that I'm looking at that is working in agricultural policy, but there's a lot of time and a lot of opportunities to change as I continue to explore lots of different options.
Kyle Thomas joining us this morning on our Central Minnesota Farm Report here on AM 1150. Had a chance to talk to Kyle this past week in Minneapolis at the Minnesota Food and Ag Summit hosted by AgriGrowth. And Kyle, once again, a 2021 graduate of Rockford High School. He was running for national office. He came up short, but boy, just an interesting young gentleman to speak to. And you can tell FFA has served him right in his career. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service.